All right, I will say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up Emirat Hashem in Os Chaf Gimel, in which we began yesterday. So remember again here, the Rebbe Rav Tzadok was teaching us about the concept, the interconnectedness between the Ribono Shel Olam and man. So again, remember the Rebbe quoted the Maggid of Mezrich, the Rebbe Rebbeir, who really quoted this incredible idea that the neshama is an aver, the neshama is a limb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever is happening with the neshama, that's a manifestation of what's happening with the divine. Supposedly, just so you see, like the progression in Reb Tzadik's thoughts, in Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, so Reb Tzadik was speaking about the idea that which happens in the world and that which happens with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I should say, that which happens, there's interconnectedness, right? So again, for example, what happens with the Mishmoros really indicates to us ultimately what man should do in his Avodas Hashem. Now Reb Tzadik is taking this even a little bit further, and this idea of the Aver, this idea that the soul itself is like a limb of the Ribono Shel Olam, is such a dramatic idea. So if I remember again, the Maggid of Mezrich said, therefore, halacha l'maisa, a person suffering from poverty, or a person suffering from illness, so the Maggid said that what that means is that there's something happening with the Ribono Shel Olam. Thank you, Moshe. Something happening with the Ribono Shel Olam that's manifesting itself in the life of the tzaddik. So the Rebbe goes on to explain this concept, and he says, we're on page Nun Beis. He says, v'zehu, this is, v'zehu al kol mishmar shoeg. V'simen l'davar rotzalam arshish simen nikar l'mata. So if you look what the Rebbe writes, if you look in the Be'uri HaChassidus, on the top of page Nun Beis, he writes, v'mesha amrusha kol mishmar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev v'shoeg ka'ari. Every mishmar, meaning every shift. Remember again, the mishmaros represent the different divisions of the night. So in every different division of the night, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits, the Gemara says, v'shoeg ka'ari, and he cries out or he roars like a lion. And what does he say when he roars like a lion? Ba'omer, oy labanim sheba avonosem hecharafti es besi. Woe to my sons, because of their sins I have destroyed my home. Hare! So say, what does this mean that the Ribono Shel Olam cries out, that he roars like a lion? It means this is the concept of Tzar de Shechina, right? Or Shechina Begalusa, that the Shechina itself, the divine presence itself, experiences a tzar, a pain, a sadness over the fact that we are in a state of diaspora. And I will say, and I understand, any time that we speak about these concepts, that the Shechina has sar or things like that, this obviously is anthropomorphic in nature, right? The idea is that the Shechina itself, the Ribono Shel Olam, is separate and distinct from anything we know. So man experiences emotions. Man experiences peaks and valleys. Man experiences joy and sadness. So when we say that the Ribono Shel Olam experiences sar, that's obviously anthropomorphic in nature, but it's to give us an idea as to the interconnectivity between man and the Ribono Shel Olam. So at every mishmar, at every different shift in Shamayim, the Ribono Shel Olam cries out, he roars like a lion, and he says, "Oy labanim sheba avonosem hecharafti es besi. Woe to my children, who because of their sins, I have had to destroy my Beis HaMikdash." Now the Gemara goes on and says, Oy la'av, woe to the father who has had to exile his sons. Harishiyish kibiyachol tsar lemala agolos hashchina. So we'll say, what do you see from here? That there is this pain, there is this tsar, there is this incredible pain above in the celestial sphere over the fact that there is golos. Now we'll say, to understand what's happened over here, what the Rebbe is highlighting in this concept is that because of this interconnectivity, when Am Yisrael is in Gadlus, the Ribono Shel Olam is in Gadlus also. That the Shechina itself is in Gadlus, which is an incredible, incredible idea, because obviously it teaches us something amazing, which is we often think of Gadlus as a geographic state, right? So I'm in exile. I should be in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, so there's exile. But we also know that Gadlus is not just a geographic dislocation, but it could be a spiritual dislocation as well. And the idea is that when the world is not as it should be, right? When Klal Yisrael sins as a result of Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, when we are exiled from our land, so when there's a dislocation, when there's a disruption in, we'll call it, you know, worldly or universal equilibrium, so kiviyachol, that impacts the Shechina as well. So the Ribono Shel Olam cries, he cries out, in a roar, that Oy Labanim, woe to the children, woe to the father, woe to all that has happened to my nation, but also woe to all that has happened to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He goes on, V'hosif hatano, sham v'omar, simen l'davar, ladas mahim zmani ashagos halalu. So the Gemara says, and how do you know? So remember again, the Gemara, just keep in mind these following facts. The Gemara says, every mishmar, every shift, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in and call and cries out like a lion. He cries. He cries over Galus, he cries over Klal Yisrael, he cries over himself. Then the Tana goes on and says, by the way, how do you know when there are the different mishmoros, the similar davar, adas mayim zmani ha-sha'agos halalu, hu chamer noer, klavim tzo'akim, mashenaket ha-sabosais. Remember again, this goes back to what we learned in the last os. So what are the different shifts? So again, shift mishmar number one is when the donkeys are braying. Number two is when the dogs are barking. Number three is when a child wakes up to nurse. Those are the different mishmoros. So now remember again, Beforehand, we're using the mishmoros or the symbolism of the mishmoros to teach me different aspects of avodas Hashem in the nighttime of life. Here, Rav Tzadik is using the different mishmoros to highlight the pain of the Shechina. That in every mishmar, at every one of these intervals, the Ribono Shel Olam cries out in existential pain over all that has occurred to him and all that has occurred to his nation. He goes on, he says, Mashinaka datana the simin, ratzatana lormazah, sheesh simin mehatsar basha'aga hanikar lamatabolamazah. And I will say, what we're going to see, by the way, is something really amazing, that the signs associated with each of these mishmoros represent a different element of divine pain. Because remember, again, I will say, this is all under the umbrella of the connectivity between the celestial sphere and this world. So at every interval when something is happening in this world that broadcasts a different element of divine pain over galus, over the dislocation or disruption of spiritual equilibrium. He says, and we will see in Mirat Hashem in coming Shiurim the connection between the symbolisms or the signs of each Mishmar and the divine pain. So we'll stop over here for today because I'm going to get an early start on the top. We'll stop over here for today, but also just understand a number of things that really come out of this. First of all, the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers alongside us is a very powerful idea. And it's a very powerful idea because it highlights a sense of divine empathy. The only thing worse than suffering is suffering alone. And here, what the Rebbe and Rav Tzadik are teaching us is that when we suffer, the Shechina suffers along with us. And I will say, that is true for personal suffering, that's true for national suffering. When I'm in galus, be it geographic, emotional, spiritual, the Ribono Shel Olam is in galus with me. Not only that, when I cry out in pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries out in pain. Not only that, but when the Ribono Shel Olam cries out in pain, those cries echo in nature. The echo is going to be felt in the different mishmoros. What each mishmar tells us about divine pain, in Meretz Hashem, we'll see in the coming shiur.